Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, the beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Before, I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and I am your co-host, or actually your host, and I have my beautiful, wonderful, talented co-host with me, Cammy. Celtic Cammy, are you there?
Hi. How is everyone?
Well, pretty good. I got to tell you, down here in where I live in Florida, we've been under a tornado, dark skies watch.
I know.
Sometimes I don't know whether I'd rather take your snowstorms or the tornado thing. Sometimes
Believe me, you don't want today. It's minus 22 Celsius.
Yeah, but tornadoes can rip through your house. I think it's all kinds of weather. They all kind of wreak extreme of no matter what kind. So, ladies and gentlemen, this might be a shorter show than normal. I got to keep an eye on the sky and listen for any kind of thunder, because those of you who know, been in Florida or whatever, you know that thunder can hit the beyond the, what do you call those, protectors, and can fry your computer no matter what you do. But before we get started, I know I have those, but if they hit a certain part of the transformer, they can hit a part where nothing will protect it. It's going to be like a million volts go streaming through your house, which is not good.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, before we get started, I wanted to talk to everyone about the celestial timeline. Now, I know Cammie and I have talked about this before, but, you know, we can't control when timelines are. I know people call, it didn't happen yet. You said this would happen, and it never did. Well,
what?
When we, whatever it is. You said, I'll get my money by 2 weeks. You said this, you said that.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
that. I understand all that. But what you also have to understand, if people change things unknowingly, maybe the heavens have changed things. We see things the way they are right this second. And calling and battering us about it is not really going to help your cause. It just won't. It just doesn't, because you keep on trying to force an issue, heaven's just going to be like, oh, really? But you know what I'm saying, Cammie?
Yeah, I understand. We cannot control time. That's for the universe and not our... time is controlled by a higher power.
That is true. That is true. It's... go for our first call right now. It's 908-759-908. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Hi. My name is James. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, hey, James. What can we do for you tonight?
I was wondering. I know it's Mercury retrograde, but I actually put a package in a UPS drop-off box like at the end of January, and I was wondering if the package got lost or someone stole it because it never arrived at the destination it was supposed to go. It's like it disappeared, so I don't know. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to think. I don't think Mercury retrograde has anything to do with it. I think it's going to show up. Cammie, what are you getting? This is an interesting
It will
question.
Show up. He's got to give it about 3 to 5 days, and it will show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna show up where I send it to, because I send it on January 17th. Into a UPS dropper box, and I had the tracking number, but it doesn't seem like anyone logged it in.
I don't feel it's lost. I really don't feel it's lost.
I don't either. If you have a tracking number from them, they're kind of partially responsible for that, because they know you just don't make up these tracking numbers. It may not have been logged in that way, but you logged it in when you got that tracking number. That's your proof. I know that because my husband's the king of eBay, so he always gets tracking numbers.
Well, they were giving me a little bit of trouble because I didn't actually take it to a UPS store. That was a tracking number given to me from the company that I had to send it back to. So it says order ready for UPS being processed, but nobody has it. It's like it never showed up. Okay. Do I have time to ask one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
I've always been wanting to meet the one girl so I could, like, you know, be married, well, get married again and have kids, and I was just wondering if she's almost on her way.
Mm-mm. August.
August?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll be around in August.
Will I meet her before then, or is that when I'm going to be meeting that new girl?
And that's when you're going to be meeting her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have to advise you not to push so hard right away. You do that.
Well, actually, I learned what you're talking about. I learned to, like, get to know somebody, be friends with somebody for a while before anything actually happens romantically.
Well, learning is one thing. Application is something completely different. So apply what you know.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, I mean, a lot of people learn stuff, but they also have to apply it. And I feel like you're very, yeah, exactly. I feel like you're really anxious, and I get that. You don't want to be alone, and I understand all that. It's just that just make sure you give it a lot more time. There's no rush.
Yeah, because I know that in divine time, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about divine time.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could you keep me on hold?
Sure. Yeah, I'll put you back in the line.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, James.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I guess this weather is holding everybody else. I just dropped a whole line of callers.
Maybe you're not supposed to work tonight in this weather. You may be supposed to huddle in your basement.
I'm going to give it some time. We'll talk about a couple other topics, and if we haven't had more people call in because of this weather, I mean, the weather near where I work is turning black. And at least it's not turning green. Green means hurricane or tornado. And if I hear a freight train running through, then I'm heading for my closet. I don't know what the rest of you guys are doing, but I'm heading for my closet. That means a tornado.
Yeah, I'd even take a chance with the mice in the basement if I heard a freight train coming.
Oh, you and your mice in the basement? The
landlady put electronic mice thing down there, and it holds X amount of mice. Well, I don't go near it.
Yikes,
exactly.
See, we talked about the celestial timeline, but I just want to expand on that because that's always been a huge, huge thing I've gotten as a reader. It's just like I feel kind of bad because I don't, you know, I know what I'm reading, I know what I'm seeing, but these people, you know, will call back and they're so angry.
No. But we don't control time. This is what I always tell people. The universe controls time. It's up to a higher power. It's not to us.
Exactly. He's just wondering about that. Especially, I can't wait to do our Love, Love, Love show again.
Nothing but love.
That was a great show. We'll probably do it, let's see, look at the calendar. We will be doing it on the 15th. Sorry. Yeah, actually, it'll be the 9th of March. We're going to do our Love, Love, Love show.
Yeah, we should. That's fun.
I enjoy our Love, Love, Love show.
Mm-hmm. Brightens up everything.
I've been getting a lot of calls about cord cutting, too, of the importance of letting go of people. I know one client I was helping was she... I just don't think she can forgive herself. What do you do when they don't forgive themselves at all? Even though they're cutting cords, they just can't forgive themselves for what happened.
Yeah.
Is that for you?
No, I'm not answering.
What do you think, Cammie? What do you think? What do you do? You're real experienced on this one. What do you think when they just can't forgive themselves to let it go?
The thing is, I feel people have to forgive themselves. Unless you forgive yourself, nothing positive comes your way. You can't move on if you don't forgive yourself.
Yeah. A lot of things just aren't your fault either. I mean, you know, my husband has this great saying, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't. How can you possibly know things that you haven't experienced yet or have come across yet?
Yeah.
He's a wise sage. But I had this one client that was, I just didn't know at that point how to help her because she just could not understand, she could not forgive herself because Valentine's Day is very hard for her. Everything romantically has gone wrong has gone on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I pointed out to her that St. Valentine himself had a pretty hard time. He was decapitated, burned, disinterred by his own followers. But but she needed to forgive herself so she can get some more of that positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she just can't do it. Or I don't know if it's can't or won't. I think she...
More won't.
No. I just don't know what to do for her at this point.
There's no much you can do.
I know. Take the happy pill.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad because I tried everything, you know. But she just couldn't get past.
No, she can't.
She's like, well, I shouldn't have left the state. I shouldn't have, you know, followed my soon-to-be ex-husband over here. And I'm like, you know, I said, but you didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
You didn't know what would happen if you left. And besides, you were living in a state where the laws heavily, heavily, heavily favor the man in divorce and stuff.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, yeah, you feel what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And it just... And, you know, there's nothing else you can do.
No, there's not much you can do.
Oh, we got another call. See, I knew if we talked long enough, somebody would come back. One second. Let's see. 850-321. 850, are you there?
I am.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Deidre. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, are you... near all this bad weather?
Yeah, I am.
What part are you calling from?
Tallahassee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting nailed over here in Orlando. Then do you believe they're still running the Daytona 500? It's like, really?
Oh, my, no, no.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, Cammie, you know what NASCAR is, right? Even though you're Canadian.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still running one of the biggest races of the year. And people were complaining because they had to stop the race because of, I don't know, dangerous winds. They could easily pick up one of those cars and throw it into the stands. Deidre, what is your question tonight?
My question tonight is basically revolving around late relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, everything in my world seems to be good except that area. That area is just lacking, and I'm just trying to get that area of my life situated.
Were you in an abusive relationship?
I was.
Okay.
Years ago, yeah. Not lately, but yeah.
Yeah, because the first thing I did was I felt my face getting hit. And sometimes that could mean actual or it could mean figurative. And I don't know if you heard us talking earlier about one client I had about not caring. Yeah, and that's kind of what we were, in a broad sense, it would apply to you because I think you're still carrying around a lot of these scars. And that's why you're still lacking.
Yeah, I'm going to break out of that. Yeah, trying to turn a new leaf in that and just move forward, you know.
Yeah, I think what I'm feeling right now is she just needs to kind of try to work on almost like we're talking about scar healing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's something you have to forgive yourself and move on with that, because that is a big thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's what I, you know, I've been working on. I just don't know if it's I need to do something different or, you know.
Cammie, what do you think for Deidre?
Yeah, she's got a lot of healing still to do. It's going to take her a while. She's not fully healed yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I like to think I am, but yeah, I'm not. I'm not. Every now and again, I can tell I'm not. So it's, and that's probably because I still talk to that person that was just so toxic with. So, yeah.
Well, do you need to speak to him? I mean, it's this toxicity is just going to give you more toxicity.
Yeah,
I don't see
that's what I'm starting to realize.
Because people, you know, believe it or not, rub off on you more than people realize. I mean, if I spend any more time around Cammie, I'm going to be watching rugby instead of football on TV, the NFL. I don't know. That's pretty toxic. But, you know, you need to realize that even though, let's say, you forgave him, which is fine, and that's a good step. And when we talk about forgiveness, we're not saying allow the person back in to do exactly what they did. We're not saying that. We're saying forgive them so you move on, so there's no more cord there. There's no more
right.
being dragged down. There's no more guilt. None of that.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. Gotta still work on that.
Yeah, and when you do, you're going to see a lot of positive changes. But right now, until you do, it's giving you an unwitting block.
Mhm. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that's been my prayer recently, to just kind of clear all that out, because part of me wants to move on and have someone and be happy, you know, all that lovey stuff. But I know
sure.
I gotta get this straightened out first. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. That's what you have to do, is to make sure that happens, because you really need to be able to clear that out. Because it's like having furniture in your house. You have all this old furniture and you want to buy new furniture, but you can't fit the new furniture in, even though it looks better, sleeker. You're not moving the old furniture out. And that's what you have to do, is get rid of all this old furniture so your new furniture can move in.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. So that definitely is helpful.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's helpful. I appreciate
good,
that.
Good, good. Oh, good. I'm glad. You really need to get that out, because you really need to find the proper love for you, somebody that's not going to blame you for everything. And that's what abusers do, whether it's alcohol abuse or drug abuse or animal abuse.
They always
or,
blame you, yeah.
See what you made me do? No, you did that.
What, did
right.
I cut
you
it
know?
Off? Oh.
Yeah. They do, and they never accept responsibility for anything that they do.
That's it.
Nothing.
That is exactly
what
it is.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good start.
Yeah, think about what we said and see how you can cut your own ties with that toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I don't know if he calls you or you call him, but whatever the case, it needs to stop.
Yeah,
now.
They call me and then I just pick up. So I have to just kind of just, I have to, I don't know, I just feel like I have to just keep proving my point and keep drilling it, but I just will let it ring. I guess I just let it ring and it's just whatever, and, you know.
Yeah, I tried to call you. You did? Oh.
I know.
You know?
I just need to do that and just stop trying to make them feel my hurt and see my hurt They
don't care. That's the whole thing.
They don't care.
They won't.
Yeah, they don't care.
See, that's a very, you know, actually, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought up, because people say, I want so and so to feel what I feel and know what they did to me. Okay, let's say they do. They don't care, and if they care, they wouldn't have done that to begin with.
Right. And then I got a feeling they'll never see it anyway. So.
I want you to feel what I felt. I know, you know, if he feels the way I did, no, they don't care. They don't care. That's what you have to understand about people. If they cared about you that much, they never would have done that.
Right.
And they didn't apologize for it. But now that you stood up to them and you're on your own and you're doing better without them, they're like, oh, maybe I was too hasty. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Right, Cam?
Yeah, you're right. You're right there. I mean, people who don't deserve you don't deserve to be in your life either.
Mm-mm. And you're listening to two voices of experience on that one. Huh. You know.
We don't go down that road. No.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like, you know, that's a really good point, and I want to expound on that, too, that, you know, if people cared about you, they wouldn't have hit you. They wouldn't have hurt you. Now, sometimes people hurt your feelings, and if somebody said to me, you hurt my feelings when you said that, oh, gosh, I'm sorry, because I meant that I didn't mean to do it. But if I meant to do it, I'd be like, I don't care. Okay. So...
Yeah.
You know, I meant to say, you know, whatever. I meant, well, you hurt my feelings that you don't like my boyfriend. Well, he just beat you. Hello. I'm not going to like him. He's not coming over for Thanksgiving. You know, and people just don't seem to understand that. But it sounds to me like you're off to a good start. And I hope that you will call us and keep us posted on your progress. Because we like to hear people call us. Please do. You know where we are, 6 p.m. to, well, we're going to go 7 p.m. for a little bit of time because we keep dropping calls and influxes are weird. And this goofy weather is knocking people off my board. Girl, I'll tell you what. Cammy's like, hello, hello, what happened to you? I'm like, oh, I got knocked off the air again. All right, well, you have a good night and call us again.
Okay, I sure will. You all be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Wow. That's, you know, it's always been a big thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, where'd she go? Where'd everybody go? Oh, she left.
Maybe you should cut it short tonight.
No, I got three more. No, the storm's okay. I just screwed up again. Let's see here. Did I just do 260? I think I did. No, let me do that one. 260-410. 260-410. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Chelsea, and I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, Chelsea, North Carolina. What can we do for you tonight?
I was just wondering, next year, my roommate that I'm living with now, he's like one of my best friends, but he's going to have to move away. And I'm trying to decide if I should live alone or with this other friend of mine. But I'm just kind of hesitant because I don't know what I should do. And
Cammy,
I was wondering if you had any insight.
Cammy, you're gagging and coughing over there. What do you think?
Yeah,
I got exactly what I thought.
Dry heat in the house, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Chelsea's question?
Whether she should move.
Whether she should move.
Huh?
Can you repeat that to
Yeah,
Annie?
I was coughing. Sorry, I didn't hear.
Oh, I thought you heard.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, can you repeat your question to Cammy?
Oh, yeah. If I have to, my roommate that I'm living with now, he has to move away. So I was just wondering if I should, if I'd be happy living by myself or with this other girl that I'm planning on living, that I might live with. But I'm still kind of hesitant to live with her because I don't want it to, like, ruin things. or be too much time with each other.
You know, what I was getting was something different, Chelsea. I was getting that there are more than just that. You've had alarm bells going off about her for some time now, haven't you? Nothing major, but just little
it's
minor things.
It's time for it changed. Yeah, it's time for a change.
Oh, yeah. Well, this person I'm living with now is like one. He's like my best friend, and he has to move because of his job. And
right.
It's like really sad, and I don't want him to. But
yeah, I know. But
time for change.
Yeah, and that's true. But with your friend that you wanted and thought about living with, you've had issues with her before. I'm not saying she's a horrible, nasty, awful, evil person. I just think that what's happening in your stomach are those alarm bells that you're like, oh, maybe if I gave her a chance. But once you have somebody living with you, it can be very difficult to get them out.
Yeah. And I feel like she's kind of like, she's like my little sister to me, so she can get super annoying sometimes, but like I do, we are good friends, but
yeah,
I do get those alarm bells, it's like maybe not, you know, it might be
too
much.
I think personally, because of that, when I was feeling that, I would, if you really need a roommate, I'd go look for somewhere else.
Okay.
But I kind of feel if you do that, you're going to regret it.
Okay, I was totally thinking that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that makes me feel like
that.
Well,
yeah,
I mean.
That's what we're feeling. Well, yeah, as it were, it kind of gives you a thing.
Is she gone?
At least it gives you some more sense. So, no, I don't know if she's gone. Are you still there, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah,
can you hear me?
It's all cutting out today. Because my line just keeps going blank.
Yeah, we might have to wrap this soon. The sky is getting really pitch black over here in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you
back
so much.
Let us know. You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, bye-bye. Okay, well, let's see. I think I can take one more quick call, and then I think we're going to wrap it for the night because it's getting a little crazy with the weather and everything, and everybody just disappeared again. Okay, I'm not going to tempt Mother Nature anymore. Mother Nature's going to have it in for me. I'll just do this one and that's it. 504-939-504, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay, what can we do for you? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Ashley.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Okay, I have someone harassing me and I don't know who it is. Is my ex, one of my exes around it? Or that's what I want to know.
Harassing you how? Just calling you and stuff?
Having strange people calling my house, making threats.
You know, it's really hard. And I'll be honest with you, for psychics to zone in on this because of all the legal implications if we're wrong. The best thing I can tell you is that I would contact the authorities.
Like the police? I tried calling the police. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can tell you. And I really apologize, but there are some issues that we just can't touch, and that's one of them, because if I say it's so-and-so or such-and-stuff and it's not, it could be a real problem for everybody. But I would keep a log of everything and keep turning them into the police. And I apologize, but that's the only advice we have for you. Cammie?
Yeah, I agree. You got to go through the police, nothing else. Yeah. We're not allowed to say who it is. It can have serious implications.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's definitely our show tonight, and I apologize. I hope to see you all back at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Cami and I are both on the Network of Christian Psychics. If you want private reading, healings, cord cutting, I don't want to tempt Mother Nature anymore. She just flashed a big thing of forked lightning across the backyard.
No, you go hide in your basement.
So, I don't have a basement. We call that a pool in Florida. We don't have basements.
Go hide in your pool.
Yeah, I go hide in my pool. All right. Well, good night, everybody. We love you, and we'll see you next Sunday night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye,
Kim. Bye. See you.
Bye-bye. See you, hon.